Hi, Maddie Larson with COVID-19 Facts First. A total of 20 people have now been charged with breaching quarantine and isolation rules in WA alone. It's as a further 8 were slapped with $1,000 fines for doing the wrong thing. In one case, a 65-year-old man was stopped when trying to drive from Perth towards Lanson.
He was advised he could not do so because he was crossing a region without the requisite exemption. He turned around and went back. Several hours later, we found the man coming back through that same checkpoint, and he admitted that he'd gone around the side roads.
Our state's police commissioner, Chris Dawson, there. Australia's death toll now stands at 56, with 6,200 cases of coronavirus across the country. Concerns raised of clusters of infections at hospitals in New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania. It's seen some of the front line forced in quarantine as it spreads between staff, patients and their visitors. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth says they're doing everything they can to trace the sources.
Every effort that we can to understand how those infections were transmitted, including using molecular techniques that can tell us exactly which patient the virus came from and who they were transmitted to.
And Perth has sweltered through its hottest April day on record, reaching 39.5 degrees today. Police thanking beachgoers for keeping their distance during the pandemic. To sport now, and the AFL's waiting on further medical advice before making any calls on a return date for the game. That's despite the NRL gunning for their comp to resume on May 28. Clubs are set to be advised of what's next at the end of April. And Rugby Australia boss Raylene Castle's refusing to rule out cashing in her executive bonus. Rugby has suffered a $9.4 million loss, but she may still cash in her $114,000 bonus.